are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We got a very, very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show. As we kind of reviewed the story over the weekend of a cop who had been off duty, but in an unmarked police vehicle, gets pulled over for a DUI, gets fired, right, from his police station, and now turns around and sues for, I think, $6 million, saying alcoholism is a disability, and his employer violated the Americans with Disabilities Act. So I think we're going to review what medical illnesses actually qualify for disability. Does this guy even have a case? Oh, dang. Yeah, I know. No, honestly, the station was damned if they did, damned if they don't. All right, we got a little bit more information on this Misha guy who apparently the family of the Tsarnaev brothers, the Boston bombing suspects, claim Misha is the one that got a hold of the older brother and converted him. So we're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about the Michael Jackson case where the family is suing for $40 billion? It's an unlordly amount of money, saying that it was basically AIG's fault, the music company's fault, for hiring Conrad Murray. This was a story that came out a couple weeks ago, and we got some more information on that. And, Tebow's leaving the Jets. So that's our sports news. So as you can see, we got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I'm pretty grumpy. Woke up this morning. I guess the kids this week have their ERB testings, they call it. When I was in school, it was CAT testing, California Achievement Testing. I mean, I don't know if anybody on the, you know, on the East Coast was given the California Achievement Testing, but when I was in California and Phoenix and Vegas, you got your CAT test. And I guess, you know, they got that testing this week, and of course the kids are nervous because the teachers use that to, you know, stratify you a lot of times the next year, and my kids don't want to be stratified any more than they are, you know. Coming from a conservative family, they already kind of stand out in most schools. But somebody broke into the truck. Our mean looking black shiny truck. Yeah, somebody smashed in the window. They thought the kids' backpacks were probably, probably had some ammunition or something, and they took the kids' backpacks. And I mean, now they have all these drawings of mom and dad and, you know, math homework inappropriately done. And, you know, my kids weren't really that upset. I thought my kids would be absolutely destroyed that their backpacks were stolen. But then I realized the reason why they really didn't shed a tear is because I think some of their, you know, bad grades were in there. And now mama and daddy are never going to see it. So, but I just get so ticked off. This is probably maybe the fourth or fifth time our car's gotten broken into. And we don't have fancy cars. I mean, we've never had a Mercedes or a Porsche or anything where, you know, you want to show off your keychain. You know, I mean, we got, you know, some practical vehicles. I mean, I had a Mini Cooper. I love the Mini Cooper, but then the kids got too big to sit in the back seat. You know, and so, you know, we have some, you know, decent vehicles. I was nervous that my husband's guns were taken because they had just gone shooting yesterday, but so far that's good. So the guns are good. I know, you know, you kind of wonder, you know, were they Obamaites, you know, kind of, you know, trying to glean, you know, the neighborhood of any artillery? No, just, I don't even know how. I thought our windows were tinted, maybe not. So anyway, glass all over the place. I, of course, ran outside, you know, to make sure. I had just bought, you know, a box of tampons for the week, and, you know, Lord knows I need those. And, you know, I was worried that, you know, they stole all the Target bags, and they did. So right now I'm picking glass out of my feet as we speak, and I'm trying to figure out when I could make another Target run. But, you know, that's life. Could be worse. Truck broken into. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, you see, I'm not a purse person. I hate purses. I think purses are probably the most unnecessary accessory. And the cuter the purse, the less useful. So I used to, when the kids were young, I used to use the diaper bag as the purse. I'm not going to carry a purse plus the diaper bag. I'll just put all my crap in the diaper bag. And somebody broke into the car again. And we're in the gated community. No guard, though. Apparently, we kind of live near a lake, and so our dues are so damn high, nobody wanted to pay for a guard. So, you know, we're kind of in a gated community, and there's cameras all over the place. And my husband's camera, we think, got him. So I think we're going to get him. I'm not too worried because we got cameras all over the place. But, I don't know if it's the area I live, because I live in Las Vegas. And, you know, cars being broken into is the worst of it. I'll take it. But dang, I can't tell you how many times we've gotten our cars broken into. College, my car got broken into. I had some label maker, some dorky thing, because I was working on a project. Somebody thought it was a computer, broke my window. Windows are expensive. I'm like, you know, really, people? So, yeah, ticked off. I want to kick this guy's butt. Number one is, you know, we had glass all over the place. Number two is, you know, now I don't know, you know, what my kids are getting D's in. You know, number three, I'm out of tampons. So it's just one of those things where I think people are stupid, and there's crime everywhere, and next time I'm going to stand outside with my gun. But I do have to tell you something. Horrible night last night, because my kid thought he was having asthma for the first time and was wheezing, and I wake up at two in the morning, and I wake up going, something's wrong. And I didn't know what it was, so I got up to go to the bathroom, because, you know, when you don't sleep well, you get up to pee a lot. And I went back to bed. I bet this happened at 2 in the morning. I'm going to find that out. Remember I told you guys I was, when I used to do my show late night, I was home working on my podcast, and the door was open because I wanted to, you know, take in the fresh air and, you know, see all the mosquitoes come in. And somebody was near where I was with my open door. And I'm like, nah, that's got to be my husband letting out the dogs. And I figured it was my husband because the rumbling around and the man sounded like he was 6 foot. You know how you get that, you know, instinct? Thought the guy was about 6 foot tall, so I thought it was my husband. Didn't see anything, just listened to it. So anyway, alarm goes off. Dog's asleep, husband's asleep. I got the shotgun. I'm saying, don't worry, I got him. I got the shotgun. Guy runs out of the house, you know, terrified. Good, because I'm a good shot. And he gets pulled over. A few hours later by the cops. Apparently he had stolen one of our neighbor's cars. And it turns out the man was 6 feet tall. Yeah. Don't mess with the waxes. Alright? Don't mess with us. Okay, when we come back, disability. How do you qualify for a medical disability? 1-877-DOC-DALIA.
Dr. Dahlia here. Now listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now, the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and, of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's drdahlia.com. Or call 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it. With what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts, if you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
Bills in front of Congress right now could take away your right to keep and bear arms. If Obama has his way, all guns will be either banned, restricted, or confiscated, possibly by executive order. The best way to keep your guns is to hide them. What Obama can't find, Obama can't take away. You can protect your guns from any threat. Download our special report, How to Hide Your Guns, at GoHideYourGuns.com. Learn how to hide your guns while keeping them readily available. Get the report now before they make us take it down. On the web at GoHideYourGuns.com. Sergeant Dave Scott, Army Search and Rescue veteran, wants you to hear this urgent message. All emergencies have casualties, but in America, most casualties from storms like Katrina and Sandy only happen because good people were in the wrong place at the wrong time. Don't let that happen to you. Visit yourbugoutplan.com on the web. Watch a free video presentation of the skills you need to be long gone before any disaster can touch you. You owe it to yourself and to your family to watch this. Head to yourbugoutplan.com on the web right now, yourbugoutplan.com.
Mother's Day is next week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing Mother's Day special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. Plus, order today and you're automatically entered for a chance to win an amazing trip for mom. 3 lucky grand prize winners and a guest will be whisked away to your choice of Paris, Napa, or St. Thomas. Just go to ProFlowers.com, click on the microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 5454. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. 100 colorful blooms for mom, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days, plus a free vase for only $19.99. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday, and if you order this week, you're entered for a chance to win a trip for mom to an incredible destination. The only way to get this amazing deal and be entered to win the trip of a lifetime is to go to proflowers.com, click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 5454.
No purchase necessary. Must be 18 or over. Restrictions apply. See rules of website for details.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. All right, so the whole subject of disability, when do you qualify for disability? How does the ADA Act protect you? Does this off-duty police officer actually have a case? Does alcoholism count as a disability? So these are questions that have surfaced lately in the news, as well as surfaced for a long period of time. I can't tell you how many of my patients come in saying, Dahlia, write me up some disability forms so I can get Social Security disability. And from what I understand, it's a heck of a lot harder than that. But then you do see many people who were able to get through the system, qualify for disability, and they make it look so easy. All right. Now, you know, we'll talk about some definitions, then we'll talk about what happens in real life. And I'd love to also hear your stories, too, at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, because I have some patients who have pretty debilitating degenerative disc disease, sciatica, muscle wasting, still haven't been able to qualify for disability and get their Social Security benefits. Yet, I'll see people driving around in some pretty nice cars, nice than mine, getting their nails done in pretty nice suits, etc. And they, you know, claimed having a certain condition, whether it be bipolar or something, and is on disability for that. And, you know, it, you know, there's definitely some discongruity. And, you know, how does a person that, you know, how does a person qualify, and how could somebody with pain not qualify? You know, when I was getting my certified independent medical examiner qualifications to do disability exams for the state, the one thing they urged and tested us on and made us regurgitate was, in order to qualify for Social Security disability, you cannot work. You have no means of working. You can't perform any sort of employment. Answering a phone, filling out paperwork, handing somebody a clipboard, nothing. So to qualify for Social Security disability, you had to, now this was at the time we were getting our credentials, and it still holds true, you know, you couldn't perform any job. Now, let's say you are a pianist, somebody who plays piano, for crying out loud, pianist. Okay, a typist, is that better? Let's say you're a typist and you lost your middle finger in an accident. Okay, not a typing accident, just in general. Well, that could prevent you from typing. That's a disability. But you could qualify for private disability, but not necessarily Social Security disability. Because Social Security disability, they may say, well, you could use your other hand. You're not completely disabled. Well, you know, if you fire somebody for having a disability, you could get busted under the American Disability Act, which we'll talk about. And I guess a police officer is now demonstrating such that. Apparently a police officer was fired for drunk driving in an unmarked police car off duty. This was in the city of Gershom, I guess near Portland, Oregon. And I guess he was drinking with some friends. His name is Jason Servo. Apparently he admits to suffering from alcoholism when he was fired after having a DUI off duty. He has now turned around and filed a $6 million lawsuit against the city of Gresham, the police officer, the police chief, others, alleging his rights were violated under the Americans with Disabilities Act. The suit also alleges that Servo was denied due process and the police union failed to represent him adequately. Now, apparently, Police Chief Craig Ginger was out of the office as of Friday when media tried to get a statement from him. And city spokeswoman Laura Shepherd said officials would not discuss the case because their policy is not to talk about pending litigation. So basically, Servo was arrested back in January 2011. He's 43 years old now. He crashed into a ditch while off duty. Apparently, he is the department's lead firearms instructor. Okay? Now, from what we understand, he was extremely intoxicated. I don't have the number at what his intoxication level was. So, you know, he got fired. And you know, you would think that companies can do that. Whether you're a city company, private company, you could do that. But then comes the American Disabilities Act. And he's claiming, and his attorney's claiming, that because alcoholism is a disability, he can now turn around and sue for 6 million big ones. Now, as an employer, all right, or if you are a manager, okay, how do you handle that? If you have an employee that, let's say, you know, is under the influence of drugs, abuses, you know, alcohol, narcotics, and you don't think they're going to be able to safely perform their job, if you fire them, will you be sued? From what we understand, if their alcoholism, their narcotic addiction, their drug addiction is considered a disability, then yes, you've violated the American with Disabilities Act. Now, I'm a doctor that runs a medical office. If I feel that any of my staff are under any sort of influence, okay, whether they have anything left over from the night before or lack of sleep, you know, because they were hungover, etc. If I don't feel they can actually perform their duties and could be putting my staff, my patients and other staff at risk, I'm not letting them work for me. Okay? I mean, that's a done deal. I have to put my patients first. I have to put my staff first. I have to put the clinic first. Right? And so what do you do if you're an employer or you're a manager and they get fired and they then turn around to sue everybody down the line. All right. You know what? If there wasn't attorneys that took these cases, we wouldn't even be talking about this. But somebody thinks they're going to be able to make money on this. Okay. So they say, first of all, which employers? Now, this is a government document, so it's a very small font. This is from the U.S. Equal Opportunity, Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, or the U.S. Okay, so according to the U.S. EEOCA, they say the following. So, any private employers, state, local governments, employee agencies, labor unions, etc., employers with 25 or more employees as of 1992, then employers with 15 or more employees beginning 1994, covered by the American with Disabilities Act. Apparently, this prohibits discrimination, and again, it's there for a reason. I get it, right? Of all employment practices, including hiring, firing, advancement, compensation, training, and other terms, conditions, and privileges of employment, right, where you are not allowed to discriminate based on a disability. It applies to recruitment, advertising, tenure, layoff, leave, fringe benefits, and all other employee-related activities. So you are protected under the ADA if you are a qualified individual with a disability. Now, what is the term of disability? Well, according to the I tried to do it with a straight face. Anyway, it's if you have had a physical or mental impairment that substantially limits one or more major life activities, and if you have had a record of such impairment or is regarding as such an impairment. Now, some of you are thinking, okay, but wait a second. Okay, so that legal. All right, you know, so driving while intoxicated, narcotic addiction is illegal. No, you could still be protected under this act. They say the first part of the definition makes clear that the ADA applies to persons who have impairments and that these must substantially limit major life activities, such as seeing, hearing, speaking, walking, breathing, performing manual tasks, learning, caring for oneself, and working. All right, those things. Now, let's say, though, you broke a limb. Let's say you have the flu. If it's a short condition, no. But if you have any of those other issues, COPD, cognitive impairment, memory, HIV, epilepsy, those, of course, count. All right? Then there's a second part of the disability definition, which would cover, let's say, if you're recovering from cancer or mental illness. And then a third part of the definition protects individuals who are regarded as having a substantially limiting impairment, even though they may not such have an impairment. So I would say, like, let's say somebody was burned and part of their face is disfigured. They could work. They could answer the phone. They can greet people at Walmart. There's a lot of things they could still do. But if they feel that they are going to get negative reactions, then that's considered a disability. So as you can see, none of the definitions here are saying that if you drink alcohol, have a DUI or whatever, that doesn't count. So this guy may actually have a case. Now, I know many of you, you know, are not addicted to narcotics or addicted to drugs or getting DUIs. What medical conditions will qualify you? For those of you having severe back pain, severe neck pain, starting to lose your memory, having depression, what qualifies? So we're going to talk about that. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALY.
Since disaster can strike at any time, you always need to be prepared. And not just with an insurance policy. Superstorm Sandy left thousands of people starving and stranded for weeks. You need to be prepared with an emergency supply of food. Now through April 30th, save up to 25% on freeze-dried food. During the freeze-dry Guy Mix and Match number 10 can sale. Freeze-dried food packed in heavy-duty double-enameled number 10 cans. With over 99% of the oxygen removed, it has the longest shelf life of any food
food available. Over 25 years. Choose from entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts. All made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. And it tastes absolutely delicious. Free shipping to 48 states. Now through April 30th, save up to 25%. Visit freezedryguy.com. freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. Act today. Don't miss out.
Virtually anyone could be tracking you right now through your cell phone. The fact is, anyone can track your calls, your texts, emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal.
That's the new warning from the American Civil Liberties Union. It's just released the results of an investigation that found law enforcement agencies across the country track personal cell phones on a regular basis as a form of surveillance.
That's why you need Block It Pocket. Block It Pocket is a standard or custom design cloth pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for any mobile device. With Block It Pocket, all incoming and outgoing signals are blocked, including harmful radiation, and your device cannot be hacked or tracked by anyone. Handmade in the USA, Block It Pocket costs less than $30 and ships free to the lower 48. Call 888-315-9618 or click Block It Pocket, spelled BLOCKITPOCKET.com. Block It Pocket, enhancing health and privacy.
Imagine waking one morning only to find your family shivering in the dark because you couldn't afford to pay your electric bill. That's closer than you think. You probably haven't heard about this yet because the liberal media has been suppressing what is fast becoming the most shocking news story of 2012. Obama's secret war on coal that could increase your already high power bill as much as 400% in coming months. As shocking as it sounds, it may well be just a matter of time before the lights start going out across America. But here's some good news. There's an underground video at exposed123.com that thousands of smart patriots have used to end their slavery to the corrupt electricity monopoly. The video at exposed123.com has already been banned by Google, and the liberal media is doing everything in its power to take it down and keep America in the dark. So watch it now at exposed123.com before it's too late. Again, that's exposed123.com.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are all natural, non-GMO, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
We are blessed to be able to walk for those of us who can. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. We're talking about disabilities and what qualifies for medical disability and why people can sue their employer if they end up having alcohol addiction or another form of addiction, and why it's covered under the American Disabilities Act. So we're kind of talking about all those subjects here today. 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC-DALY. We'll probably a little later this week talk about wrongful termination and rightful termination. Why not? One of the emails I got, just an example of something that we're probably going to have to discuss later this week. Ina? Right, doctor, I had a baby in October. I asked my employer to give me a private area to breastfeed. Within 1 week, I was fired. I understand current laws are to protect me with breastfeeding, but he claims he fired me for lack of work effort. Do I have a case? Again, this is going to be a topic we're going to expand on, especially for those of you that file workman's comp cases. Many of you say you filed workman's comp cases and then you got fired as soon as you did. So how should you handle a workman's comp injury? You know, where I get upset about this case with the police officer and suing the city after he gets sued for a DUI claiming it should protect, he should have been protected by the American Disabilities Act, is the reason why the American Disabilities Act, the reason why, I don't know if it's called the Breastfeeding Act, the reason why, you know, these exist is because you had, obviously, in the past, or employers that will abuse employees, and that's why we have those protections, okay? And these protections have to be in place. Somebody, unfortunately, gets wheelchair-bound, he gets fired. And then how is he or she supposed to find new employment? You know, same thing, a woman has a baby, she comes back to work, she wants to breast pump or breastfeed on break, hubby brings baby down, you know, mom tries to breastfeed, etc. If that's the case, that's why these laws exist. Unfortunately, when you have somebody that decides to turn around and sues, when it's really, to me, a little shaky, it ruins it for the rest of us. I think the American Disabilities Act is a phenomenal act, but if people are going to use it against managers, employers, anybody down the line that they can decide to sue if they feel they were wrongfully terminated, we got a big problem then with that act. I see some of you guys on the line right now, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don will get to you in just a second. So I want to find out, you know, what have you experienced with disability, and, have you been able to qualify for disability? And like I said, we'll talk about wrongful termination a little bit later, because I get a lot of, probably later in the week, I get a lot of emails saying you have a medical condition that you don't want to treat because if you bring it up to your boss, you're going to get fired. You are not supposed to get fired for having a workman's comp injury. You're not supposed to. All right, they're not allowed to. However, you could get fired for something unrelated. Remember there was that woman who, I guess, had pro-Obama paraphernalia on her desk, and she claims that the employer said if Obama wins, you know, any of you supporting him are losing your job. You're getting fired. And then apparently after Obama wins, she gets fired within the next month. So she's suing. I'm not sure, you know, what's going on with that court case. That's going to be in the courts for a while. But, we'll tell you how to protect yourself as an employer, as a manager. But then we'll also talk about you as an employee, what rights you have. So let's say you suffer from chronic back pain. Let's say you have what you feel is a disability. All right. You know, we're in, you know, one of the most horrible recessions that I've ever seen. I still consider it a depression. I'm sorry. But where I live, it's bad. And it still is bad. And I live in Las Vegas. Half my patients, at least half of them, don't have health insurance. Less than that, don't have jobs still. Or if they do have jobs, it's only some part-time work. It's pretty bad where I live. So now on top of that, you know, it takes months, maybe years, to get disability. Well, what qualifies you for disability? Well, I urge you all to go to the Social Security website. It's the official website of the Social Security Administration. And what they have is sections for respiratory system, musculoskeletal system, speech, digestive system, genital urinary impairments. Let's pull that one up. That's always interesting. Always fun to talk about things below the waist. Okay, so what type of impairments could qualify you under the belt? Well, even though it's not really under the belt, kidney disease. Kidney disease could be an issue. So if you have chronic renal disease, chronic glomerulonephritis, hypertensive renal vascular disease, renal artery stenosis, diabetic kidney disease, that could qualify you for disability. All right. If you have issues with high blood pressure because of your kidneys, if you need dialysis, if you have thinning of the bones, if you have thinning of the bones because of kidney disease, that could qualify you for a disability. All right. There's a lot. Now, I, again, you know, if you're fairly healthy, I don't really want you to, you know, I don't want you to go into, you know, the section and go, oh, you know what, let me try this one, you know, kind of like, you know, shopping online for, I don't know, a purse. I don't really buy purses online. I don't know why I came up with that. I don't like to shop online. But again, I mean, these are for, you have to have medical documentation. Let's say you're blind. Let's say you're legally blind. Let's say you have, you know, hearing issues. I even believe, I have to look this up, I even believe if you've lost smell and you're being evaluated for smell, there may even be an issue with tinnitus, with ringing in the ears. But you see, what you need to do is you can't just go to the website and say, oh, I have this, and then qualify. My recommendation is make sure you do have a doctor's note saying you have a disability, but you got to be careful. Many of you will go to your family doc and say, look, put me down as disabled. And, you know, your family doc or internist, they can't be putting their license on the line. All right. What I usually tell people is if you think you do have a back impairment, sciatica impairment, cardiac impairment, then have your specialist say such. You know, cardiologists all the time tell us, are you a class one, class two, class three? Pulmonary doctors could do that as well. All right. And luckily, there's a lot of objective findings. Same thing with, same thing with musculoskeletal. You know, your MRI proves that you have discs, you have spinal stenosis that could qualify you. Now, some of you have spot normal MRIs, but you still have pain, you know, or there's a lot of pain syndromes that are out there where we don't have anything objective, but we subjectively and, you know, based on history and physical exam, we can attest that you have a disability. So not everything has to, you know, have a positive MRI. In terms of mental disorders, they say here under the mental disorder section, personality disorders can count. Substance addiction disorders. Now, okay, remember we talked about, illegal narcotics, that allowing you to have a disability? Illegal substances, no. You would not be protected under the American Disabilities Act. But if you do have addiction personality, yes, it does. So that's where that fine line is. And being addicted to alcohol, that counts. Absolutely, it counts. If you have autistic disorder, if you have schizophrenia, if you have bipolar, they list right here mental retardation, paranoid, psychotic disorders, affective disorders, anxiety-related disorders. That can count. However, for anything like with a mental impairment, I'm under the impression you usually have to get your GAF score. GAF score is something you get from a psychiatrist that will score you on how you could function. And that could be used to determine your disability as well. So as you can see, there's a lot of issues. There's a lot of conditions that can qualify you for a medical disability. Now, finding a doctor or a medical provider who will say you're disabled, that could be tough. All right? And I know a lot of you guys are having trouble finding somebody who will say that. And again, I blame the people who screwed, you know, who tried to screw the system in the past. Okay, guys, don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hey, everybody. Dr. Dahlia here. Now, listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now, the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and, of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's drdahlia.com. Or call 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words. Disaster. Stuff. Add.com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost. And protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags, starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes?
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Alright guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Facebook at the Dr. Dahlia Show, and please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. I'd love to give you updates and medical news as we get them. I guess today the Jets cut Tim Tebow. I think it was about a year and a month ago when the Jets took him on. Pretty exciting. Right, quarterback Tim Tebow, very sexy, I think. Apparently, we don't have too much information except that they let him go. And I guess the Jets had a really rough season. You know, it's interesting. I know a lot of you guys play fantasy football. Okay, I haven't done that yet. I want to. It's just I am just so, you know, strung out with everything I'm doing that I couldn't spend the time that I'd want to, and I'd be pretty upset because I would love that. Fantasy football is right up my alley. But, you know, what some of my fantasy football friends have, you know, taught me is, you know, you could have an amazing quarterback, running back, linebacker, etc. It's all about the team. You can't just take a phenomenal quarterback and just throw him into another team. There's got to be some chemistry. There's got to be some choreography. And, also you got to have your rabbit's foot and, I don't know, anything else that makes you lucky. But, I kind of had some high hopes for the Jets this last season. But you know what? This season was a very interesting season. You know, when you had the Ravens do as well as they did, right? And the Texans and everybody. I mean, it was like, wow, this was just a season for the underdogs, and they did phenomenal. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, we're talking about disability just before, and I guess they say blind people appear to have the best memory. They say people born blind have more accurate memories than those who actually have sight. They say those with no visual experience had the best verbal and memory skills in tests. Researchers compared those who were born blind versus those with late onset blindness and people who could see. So apparently they listened to a series of words and then they were asked to recall what they heard. The results showed that people that were congenitally blind, born that way, remembered more words. They were also less likely to create false memories of what they heard. So why is that? Is it because you're having a visual image? Could that mess you up? Like Ray Charles, for example. Ray Charles had his sight until he was, I think, 8, 9 years old. I forget the condition, if it was cataracts or glaucoma. I need to look that up. I apologize. I used to know it. That's difficult when you have seen and then you can't see anymore. Also psychologically too, versus those who have never been able to see. That's always been their world. Wasn't there a woman just the other day in the news who sees things upside down? She's just always seeing things upside down. When she watches TV, she just, you know, switches her head. She just, you know, flips her head. That's got to be difficult because, like, with smartphones, when I try to read my smartphone upside down, it just flips it right side up, right? I know that helps all of us, but what if you had a condition where you only saw things upside down? So, anyway, the whole topic of sight always fascinated me. I did some of my ophthalmology training at Jules Stein at UCLA, and the eye has always excited me. I think it's extremely exciting. In fact, I think the eyes are what usually attracts women to men. I know men think it's the boobies. Girls think so too. I think it's the eyes. I think the eyes are probably one of the most important features that we have. And but the idea that your memory is sharper makes a lot of sense to us. Whenever you lose a sense, something else gets sharper. It's true. Because you just have to rely on others. And so better memory. No, that doesn't mean that doesn't mean to improve memory, lose eyesight. Don't do that, please, for the love of the Lord. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so I guess the wrongful death trial is beginning today in Los Angeles, being filed by the Jackson family. Mother has filed a claim. Mother and I believe some of the siblings have filed a claim against AEG, saying they are liable for his death in June 2009. They apparently have hundreds of private emails detailing Michael Jackson's deterioration in his final days, and they think that's going to be playing a key role in this $41 billion suit. Apparently, the messages were sent by executives at AEG, which is, of course, the U.S. entertainment giant that was behind his comeback tour. And it had, I guess, revealed what the 50-year-old was going through. He was having some health issues, inner demons, etc. And so they claim that they were the ones that put the pressure on Conrad Murray to give him something to sleep and come up with something that would work. I don't have any of the emails yet. I don't think those are released. But according to how the story went, because Dr. Conrad Murray would administer propofol, to Michael Jackson to allow him to sleep. And propofol is what we use in anesthesia and, you know, for general anesthesia, et cetera. It's that white, milky substance that puts you to sleep quickly. You stop running it, dripping it in. It has a very short half-life. You wake up. It's not a restful sleep. You don't really, I think, have reparative processes happen when you're in that sleep, but it is something that Michael Jackson, I guess, had to use because nothing else would. And, I mean, we could even see he was struggling. You know, for years you wondered, you know, why was he using the mask? I thought, you know, maybe he had lupus or something. Maybe he was covering up, you know, a rash. Maybe he was so immunodeficient that he had to wear masks so he wouldn't get sick. So, I mean, we knew he was having some sort of medical issues, but, you know, was able to keep that from the public eye, which I think he should. I mean, I don't really think it's any of our business what stars have. I really don't care about Rosie O'Donnell's, you know, perimenopausal issues or, you know, Tom Cruise's prostate size. I really don't care, you know, and I think these stars, you know, do deserve some privacy. But according to, the family's attorneys, they say AEG had legal issues to Michael Jackson to treat him safely and to not put him in harm's way. But AEG, despite its knowledge of Michael Jackson's physical condition, breached those duties by putting its desire for massive profits from the tour over the health and safety of Michael Jackson. Now, of course, you know, there's back and forth on why this lawsuit is happening. You know, did Michael Jackson support his family to the point, well, now that he's dead, you know, are they not being supported and are they entitled to money, you know, due to a wrongful death suit? So, you know, we'll see where this goes. Conrad Murray, the doctor who did administer the propofol, is still in court, in jail. I think he will be for another couple years. He did practice in Las Vegas. He practiced in Las Vegas and I think Texas. Of course, I wanted to secure an interview with him as soon as this broke, but he was, you know, away from, as far away from Vegas as possible at the time. I think he was being paid, what was he being paid? $1 million a month or something? It was a very cushy gig. I wouldn't take it. Oh, hell no. Giving propofol in a room with no monitoring, with no, it doesn't make sense. Scary stuff. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We're going to be coming up, going into the next hour. When we come back, we're going to be talking about possibly a cure from HIV with HIV. I know, you know, they've been talking about this for years, but they think they may have it. Again, if I thought they actually did have it, that would have been breaking news and I would have opened the show with it. But they think they are as close as they've ever been. We're also going to talk about migraine prevention and why it costs so damn much. We're also going to talk about a group of doctors that is trying to lower the prices of these very expensive drugs that are out there. Why are some cancer medication treatments in the millions of dollars? So as you can see, we're going to have a very busy hour coming up next. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. If this is your stop, have a great rest of the way home. Please keep in mind, we are on 3 hours a day every morning, 9 to noon Pacific time. So if you can still stay on with us either on your iPhone or your Android app or online, do so. Find us at drdahlia.com. All right, guys, if this is your stop, have a great rest of the way home. If not, stay on board. Got another great couple hours coming up.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.